We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is trying to prove that the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, at least Malchi Yisrael, like upon him, is from Nisan. And one of the rayas are from the pasuk that says Malchus Shloima, and it says in the same pasuk the Tzias Mitzrayim. I was saying just like Tzias Mitzrayim, we came from Nisan. The same thing, the Malchus of Shloima, we also count from Nisan. Now, how do you know Yitzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan? So Gemara proves, because it says in the Pasuk that on the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron HaKohen died. And then it says that in the 11th month was a Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu took the whole Klal Yisrael. So it also says the 40th year. Now, if Tishrei was the new year, so it would have been the 41st year. So we see that Nisan is the new year. I think Gemara asks, maybe the story with Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael on Shvat was before Rosh Chodesh Av, and that's why it was still the 40th year. Really, Tishrei is the new year. But this month, Shvat, was the story that happened before Aaron HaKohen dies. Moshe says it can't be. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael, Achrei HaKohesi es Sichoin, but when Aaron died, Sichoin was still alive. Because it says, Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, what did they hear? They heard that the Ananiah covered left, the clouds left because Aaron died, and therefore they came to fight with Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, that's what we're up to now, seven lines from the top, me dummy. What are you telling me? What does Sichoin got to do? Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad. Me dummy, Hosom Kanan. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishma Kanani. So Kanani was around B'shas when Aaron Kohen died. But who said Sichoin was around? Me dummy, Hosom Kanan. Hocha Sichoin. We're talking about Achri HaKoisei as Sichoin. What does Sichoin got to do with Kanan? So our answer is, Hano, who Sichoin, who Arad, who Kanan? Sichoin, Arad, Kanan are all the same nation. Why was it called Sichoin? Shadoim Melesayach B'midbar. They're similar to a young horse, a colt. They're similar to a colt in the Midbar. Rashi explains what's the similarity. The similarity is that he's quick. They were quick. Shukal baraglov. That's why it was Pita Sayach. Kanan. Al Shem Achusa. Kanan is Al Shem the Malchus was called Kanan. Uma Shemoy. What's the real name? Arad Shemoy. The name is Arad. That is the name of the nation. Ikadamri, or you could say Arad Shdaima La Roy the Midbar. It was called, this nation was called Arad because it's Daima to the wild donkey. Arad is a wild donkey. Kanan al Shema Chusa. Kanan on Shema the Malchus was called Kanan. That was the kingdom was called Kanan. Mashemai, Sichon Shemai. But in any case, the Gemara now is teaching that the Ishma Kanani, who would the Kananim? This is really Sichon. In the Medrash, Taisa speaks out, says it was Amalek. And Rashi and Chumash brings that down. That this Vayishma Kanani was Amalek, really. They just changed their language to make them believe that they're not Amalekim. And also, Pashup Shat in Melech Arad is really, that's the name of the rat. Taisa says, that's Pashtar Kro, it's a Shem Hamadino, a Shem Irai. But what's teaching over here? That this is really Sichoin. This is Sichoin and Vayishma Kanani are one and the same. And therefore, it's a Raya that story of Aaron HaKohen dying happened before Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael. So what do you see? And Moshe talking to Klal Yisrael still says 40. And when he said the Hekesh means you see his Mitzrayim. So you see that the turn of the year is not on Tishrei, but it's on Nisan. Great thing, Gemara. Okay, good. You proved that it wasn't between Av and Shvat. The year didn't change between Av and Shvat. But maybe, who said it was Nisan? Maybe Rosh Hashanah's ear. Maybe Rosh Hashanah's ear. Maybe ear is Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, no, lo yisaga daitach, can't be that ear Rosh Hashanah. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Vehi v'chodesh harishoin, v'shona ha'shenis, v'echad ha'chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the second year, on the first day of the month, hukam ha'mishkan. The Mishkan was erected, they put up the Mishkan. V'chassid, Vehi v'shona ha'shenis, v'chodesh ha'sheni, na la'onam ala mishkan ha'edis. And then right afterwards it says, that v'shona ha'shenis, v'chodesh ha'sheni, the Anan went off to Mishkan. Medikai b'Nisan, v'kari lei shana shniyah, v'kai b'yeh v'kari shana shniyah, mechad rosh shana lavirhu. One pasuk after another pasuk. The first pasuk says the Mishkan was only put up in the shana hashenis, and we're in Chodesh Nisan. Then it says in Sefer Bamidbar, v'hi b'shana hashenis, v'chodesh hashenis, v'esher v'chodesh, on the 20th of the month, of the second month, the Anan left the Mishkan and they traveled. So it should have been, if Rosh Hashanah le Shanim was on ear, it should have been the second year. So it's still Shana Shniyah. So we're in the third year. It still says Shana Shniyah. Mechad Rosh Hashanah Lav Yerhu. Since it still says Shana Hashenis, it doesn't say Shana Shlishis, we see that it can't be Ir either. Ve'ima Rosh Hashanah Sivan, maybe it's Sivan. Lo Yisagadayit, the Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'choydish HaShlishi, it says B'nai Yisrael, Meretz Yisrael, in the third month, and should have said then, V'shana Shniyah. V'mi'isa, V'choydish HaShlishi, V'shana Hashenis, let's say, should have said V'yolei. It should have said the third month of the second year. Because this is talking about when they came to Har Sinai. It says, "B'chodesh Hashlishi l'seis bnei Yisrael meretzayim v'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai." They came to Har Sinai, and if the turn of the year is Rishchayis Sivan, so by this time already it'll be Shana Shniyah. So it can't be either Ir or Sivan either. Ve'ema Tammuz, ve'ema Av. Maybe it's Tammuz, maybe it's Av. Ve'ema Adar. Or maybe it's Adar. It can't be anywhere between Av and Shvat, like we spoke out, because that's a Raya for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin. But maybe it's Tammuz, maybe it's Av, maybe it's Adar. How do you know it's not, those are not the Rosh Hashanah? How do you know it's Nisan? Ela Marav Loza Mahacha. We know, Ela Marav Loza, if I'm here. But how do we know from this following pasuk? It says, regarding when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Mikdash, it says in Divrei HaYomim, Vayochel Livnois Bechoydesh HaSheni, B'Sheni, Bishnas Arba Olam Achusay. That Shlomo HaMelech started building the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, then it says B'Sheni, in the fourth year of his Malchus. Why do I say the word B'Sheni? What does that mean? My Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Zog to Gemara, Sheni liyerach Shemayinim Vayim Malchusay. This extra Sheni teaching us, it's the second month to the second month to the second month to the year, to the second month to the year you count kings from. So it means like this. It was in the second month of counting, of the month that you count the king to. That's why it was the fourth year of the Malchus. That's when we started building the Beis HaMikdash. The expert Shane is teaching us, L'yarech Shmei Malchusai. I didn't read the word lav because it's not a shaila. It's much more darshans. It's a positive drasha. My Shane? Shane L'yarech Shmei Malchusai. Mask of La Ravina. Maybe it means the second day of the month. It means like this. Yochel Livnois Bechoydesh HaSheni, B'Sheni, the second day of the month, B'Shnas Arba Olam Achusay. So maybe Sheni means the second day of the month. Hey, no, it's an extra word to make a drasha that means the second month since the month that you count the king for his year. In Cain, whereas if that was the case, Sheni Bechoydesh B'Hedav Iksibbe. Anytime it says the day of the month, it always says Be'echel L'Chaydesh, Be'esar L'Chaydesh, always said the word Chaydesh. Here it just says B'Sheni. If it's second day of the month, it wouldn't just say B'Sheni. So Mar has another kasha. Amy B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it's on Monday. Maybe it means B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means it happened on Monday. So the Mar Chada, it's not good B'Shabbos. Chada Eshkol B'Sheni B'Shabbos. First of all, you don't find the anywhere in the Torah, the Chziv. You don't Lo Eshkol B'Sheni B'Shabbos the Chziv. You don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Pasuk tells you on what day of the week. It never tells you what day of the week. The Torah never says the day of the week. So therefore, it's not common. Tosfos says, it says Vayiher Vayvoku Yom Sheni. You see, it says the day of the week. So Taisa says, the Shalmi says that you don't learn from Brias Hashal Olam. That's not going on the day of the week. That's the second day of Brias Olam. Does not mean it was Monday. Is that what it means? It means the second day of the Bria. So first, what? Which is Monday, but the Torah never gives you the day of the week. The Torah never does that. Is that what Torah does? So that's number one. That's why Sheni can't be that. Va'oid. Makes Sheni Basra, Sheni Kamo. Make a hekesh to Sheni Basra, which is the second Sheni to the first Sheni. Ma Sheni Kamo, Chodesh, it's going on a Chodesh. Av Sheni Basra, it's going on a Chodesh. So, Akaponim, the final drasha really is that it says in the Pasuk by Yochel Livnois Bechoyesh, Sheni B'Sheni. And that teaches us that Sheni is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the month, that Rosh Chodesh is where you count, when you count the king's year. That is the turn of the century. The turn of the year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tanyika Vaseyde Rabbi Yechanan. I'm going to bring a brisa that brings down all these psukim that Rabbi Yechanan brought down from Beis HaMikdash, starting with the pasuk of Vahi B'Shmayin M'Shana V'Amei Yashana L'Tzeis Beis HaMikdash V'Shayim that Shlomo HaMelech by Shlomo HaMelech, all those psukim brought down in a brisa. Tanyika Vaseyde Rabbi Yechanan. Menayin Shein Moyen Lehem L'Malachim Elam Nisan Shenema Vahi B'Shmayin M'Shana V'Amei Yashana L'Tzeis Beis HaMikdash V'Shayim. That was the first pasuk that says, on the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, because the Gemara asked that maybe that who said that Yitzhias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, so he said the Raya is from Aaron HaKoyin. Maybe it was one was for the other one. That's, you know, Sichon was still around. That's how you know it wasn't ear. Maybe it was Av or Tammuz or Adar. The last passage that Eliezer brings down. He brings down this pasuk of Lazar, brings down V'yachal Livnos Chayos Sheni. It's all brought on the Brisa. So Tosfos speaks out, Tanya Kavasei, Tosfos says, Lav lafuke de Rav Elazar. When you say Tanya Kavasei Rechon, I'm not saying, and not like Rav Elazar. So Maisi Nami de Rav Elazar Ach Brisa, because Brisa brings down Rav Elazar's pasuk also. Rav Elazar's pasuk is V'yachal Livnos. So he says, V'krod Rav Elazar, Tosfos says, Lo Yisagi, it would not be enough. The pasuk of Rav Elazar, V'yachal Livnos, that says the word B'sheni, is not enough. Why? Dav Amina, the reason why it's b'sheni is because he became king in Nisan. You say other malachim not. If we need the hekesh Yitzhias Mitzrayim, just like Yitzhias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, all other kings are from Nisan as well. Hakaponim that you need both these psukim. Now, Agav Tosfos throws in that Shlomo HaMelech became king in Nisan. And Tosfos and Daf Beis Mabez, the end of Makish, also says that he became king in Nisan. So Moshe, what's Shver with that? What's Shver with that is, when did David HaMelech die? When did David HaMelech live there? When did he live there? On Shavuos. Yeah, but Imnu Lo doesn't count, we said before. Being appointed king doesn't help.
Appointed by the... He made the king,
but still David HaMelech is still alive. It's mashmah that only after the Melech died, the Gemara said, Imnu doesn't help. Where's the first? Imnu doesn't help. It's not the Gemara's the first. Imnu Allah. They appointed him.
What does Imnu mean?
That they appointed him king.
This is the king appointed him.
Right, so it doesn't say a like that. Oh, so you're saying a Tarot. So the Kasha is, the Chari died in Shavuos, so why is he saying king in Nisan? So the Olam is answering that there was different type of appointments. The appointments of like the government, they appoint the king, that doesn't count until he becomes king. But the appointment by the government doesn't count. But appointment by the other king, that helps. Even though the other king is still alive, he's still the king. Okay. It's a big kasha. What?
He actually take the throne before David died.
What?
Didn't he take the throne before David?
No, he did not take the king. He was appointed king, but he went. Bathsheba went in, and he promised Bathsheba he's going to be the king, and he even gave him a tzava. But he didn't appoint him king before he died. No, David was king till the last day. He was still the king. Akaponim, that's the kasha. The only thing the chilek is saying is the king makes a king. That would be a chilek. That's a big kasha on this Tosfos. Two times, Tosfos says that he was appointed a Nisan, which is a big discussion in the Achronim.